You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
The other day I was cleaning out one of my drawers here at the radio and came across a recording I did many years ago with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, which for some reason I never used. It refers to what I consider a privileged tour of St. Peter's Square.
This week we take a look at its fountains and the Bernini Colonnade.
The Bernini Colonnade is famous all over the world. I think people can picture it just as we're speaking on it.
Cards and pictures and everything else. And of course, it's his masterpiece of architecture and engineering. And so he worked for this pope. You see his name, Alexander the Seventh, his coat of arms, Chigi. The prime minister of Italy right now occupies his house, Palazzo Chigi, downtown.
The name of this pope who actually completed this square then is written about six times above the colonnade. He didn't want to be forgotten, did he?
Exactly.
It's written in stone.
Oh yeah.
Alexander the Seventh.
Pontifex Maximus.
Pontifex Maximus means
high priest of Roman religion, which the Christians took from the Romans because this was a title that Julius Caesar also had. Pontifex Maximus, the first high priest of Roman religion.
What does Pontifex Maximus mean in Latin?
It should be the greatest, really, bridge builder. Yeah, how they got together with the bridges here, because these priests in Roman religion used to inaugurate bridges. They didn't build bridges, but they used to inaugurate bridges and roads, like blessed bridges and roads. So they were called, in the old days, so they were called pontifices, namely bridge builders or the bridge inaugurators. And then the chief one was the greatest bridge builder, which was Pontifex Maximus. And the Christians just took this term over to mean the Pope of Rome, the first bishop of the world.
It's another example of borrowing pagan terminology.
Everything. They borrowed the whole story. Everything went over. Hate to say it. Sacrament, all those words are Latin, ancient Latin pagan words.
And anyway, in this case, Alexander the Seventh, the Chigi Pope, was the creator of this square where we're standing.
And many other things around Italy. He had 12 years of pontificate.
He was the one who commissioned Bernini to design the square around the obelisk that was already standing
here.
Yes.
And the idea of the square is, if you see from a helicopter view, it's like Mother Church. These are the arms of Mother Church. Like the enclosing arms of Mother Church. You're supposed to feel at home here or in the arms of your mother. Now this came, of course, 50 years after the facade was done. So the church is there, everything's finished. And then they had this enclosing square around it. The fountains came much later again. This pope was from 1555 to 67, so 12 years. The one fountain down in the south there is of Maderno, of what I say, 1615. And this is Bernini's replica of that fountain, which came 50 years later. Of course, the idea was the fountains were supposed to be like the breasts of the mother. Really, it's very interesting. If you look from the top, you see the arms of the mother and the two fountains. It's very significant. That was one of the interpretations they gave. Because okay. he could have made columns in a row here. But he didn't. He wanted this embracing effect. And really, in the old days, when Mussolini was still here, they even had a little thing in between which blocked this off, like a chapel. And so it was almost like completely enclosed. So you'd come into this embrace of the mother.
They ended the whole complex here in the 1950s. They started out.
Well, this is because of the Conciliazione is 1929, and those lanterns and stuff, this is the 1930s. And that's when they demolished this thing up in front here. Then those symmetrical buildings, Pius XII built in the 50s for the congregation. So the thing has changed a bit. But the idea was you were to come into the embrace of the mother.
You were listening there to Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who was for many years and under many popes papal Latinist, and who's currently teaching Latin in the United States. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.